Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. Pray like this: Our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy. So begins the Lord's Prayer. I find everything about this prayer interesting. First of all, I find it surprising how short it is. When I hear people praying, they often speak for a good few minutes. I'm not criticizing that, but the prayer Jesus gave to his disciples is all over in about 30 seconds. I also find it interesting that Jesus only gave his disciples one prayer. I have a number of books on prayer on my shelves, and I would have thought that Jesus might have come up with a range of prayers that could have been prayed on different occasions, but he didn't. That tells me that this prayer is incredibly important, and we do well to use it as a model that shapes and inspires all our prayers. The prayer begins by addressing God as Father. That was a very significant title to use because it emphasizes the fact that Christian faith is all about relationship. We come in our prayers not to a remote celestial being, but to someone who looks at us as his children. Human fathers vary in quality, and some are complete failures in the role. But when we come to our Heavenly Father, we know that we've come into the presence of someone who loves us completely. As King David put it in Psalm 103, "The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him. For he knows how weak we are. He remembers we are only dust." When we address God as Father, we're immediately recognizing the fact that we belong to a family. We have brothers and sisters stretching back through the centuries and in every part of the world today. It's impossible to feel lonely when we pray the Lord's Prayer. As we begin this wonderful prayer, we recognize that God is so great that he needs to be deeply respected. Many of us were brought up to pray, "Hallowed be thy name." We're saying that God is so holy, powerful, and gracious, we want the whole world to recognize who he is. And in order for that to happen, we need to make sure that everything that we say and do shows our own respect and reverence for him. Let me ask you a question. In what ways will you seek to show your respect for God today? Now let me lead you in a prayer. Loving Father, thank you for the liberty that we have when we come into your presence. Help us to treasure every opportunity we have for praying to you. Well, thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available, of course, on podcast, which you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a really good day.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.